So I want to finish out talking about your cases, but I had jotted down a couple of notes of things I wanted to ask you. I just want to go back and before we get to your cases, you know, we were talking about this issue of looking for BRCA mutations, HRD status, et cetera. What about MSI testing in ovarian cancer? How do you approach that?
Well, we don't really. I mean, we haven't been doing it. We, of course, do it in endometrial cancer, but we haven't been doing it as a routine in ovarian cancer. And I think, you know, we need to accumulate more data on MSI and checkpoint inhibitors in ovarian cancer. It's an interesting question, but it's not one that I have any information at the moment about.
Actually, our survey showed a lot of people are doing MSI testing, particularly in advanced disease. We're seeing people test almost, I mean, it seems like any metastatic adenocarcinoma of any type nowadays, even if it's looking for, you know, less than 1%. With the idea, as you say, to try to look for a checkpoint inhibitor.